but I still loved coming home the most. In fact, this was my favourite time of day. Not because the workday was over, but because I'd started spending more and more time with Olivia and Buster. She'd knocked on my door each night in the first few days, to see how it was all going and to check that Ted wasn't working me too hard. Then, it started to become a habit, and every day after work I would pay her a visit and we would have a cup of tea. During the second week, we took turns making dinner for each other, and then, on the third week, I made my world-famous cocktails, and we watched a movie. Everything was perfect. And because there was no danger of any surprise music at her place or mine, I was enjoying my time with Olivia more than ever. It might have even been more than that. I was kind of starting to, well, maybe like her. Like her. I didn't even mind Buster drooling on me anymore. That's how serious it was. One day, just as I was leaving work to head to Olivia's, Ted was waving goodbye, and as he did so, he said,
"Say hello to your girlfriend for me."
"My what? You mean..."
"I mean Olivia," he said.
"Oh, sorry, I thought you two were, we're just good friends," I said, chuckling.